Thank you, Lord. We follow you, Jesus. You are worthy of our entire lives. You are worthy, the only one who is found worthy. You are worthy of all praise and honor and glory and dominion. And we say, holy, holy, holy.
Yes, God.
Lord God of all, Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are filled with your glory.
Yes, God.
And we say yes to you. We say amen to you. Yes, Lord. And we thank you for the overflowing love, the lavishing love that never ends, that just keeps pouring out from you, God. We're in love with you, Jesus. And we thank you, God, that this is our heart before you, that we would continue to receive your heart of love, see you. Open our eyes, Lord, to see you more. Open our ears to hear you.
Yes, Lord.
Open us, Lord. We cannot open ourselves. Only you.
Yes, God.
Only you. Only you.
Yes, Lord.
So we thank you, Lord. We are dependent on you. We are dependent fully on everything coming from your hand, coming from you. You are so gracious and kind. Lord, we respond to you, Jesus, the glorious one. We respond to you, Papa. You are our daddy. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you that you are here in our midst. Oh God, today is a new day. Something new, something fresh, something new from your hand of love, from your heavenly heart. Thank you, Lord, that we gather around your throne. We gather around you, Jesus. We gather around you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. The fullness of you, fullness of the Godhead is embodied in you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we are dependent fully. Thank you, Lord. We cannot please man. We live to please you. We live to flow. We live to love. We live to be in your presence. Thank you, God. Thank you for your presence here this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a great day. What a great day. Testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And we thank you, Lord, that your testimony is all that matters, God. We testify of your great love. We testify. We testify. We speak. We love you. We praise you. We worship you.
Yes, Lord.
We are so blessed, God. We thank you that you're good. We thank you, God. Thank you that you have brought us this far, and there's more to come. Thank you for all seasons of our life. Thank you, Lord, that this new season upon us, Lord, as we come to the close of this year, we celebrate you, and we thank you, Lord, that what you've shown us can only be seen with eyes that you give us. Hey, so thank you, God, for our eyes opening now, opening to see, to see, to see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your eyes are moving to and fro all around the world, looking for hearts that are completely yours. Thank you, Lord. And to those, Lord, you show yourself strong. You are merciful and gracious and everlasting. We thank you for this season, Jesus. We thank you for this Christmas time. We thank you for the time with family and friends. But we thank you, Lord, that our focus is on you as we surrender more and more of our ways, our thinking, our emotions. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What can we do but depend on you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the understanding, the spiritual understanding that you're giving us in this season. It comes from you. Thank you for the great wisdom, Lord, to move with the strategies of heaven that you give us in all things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We bless you. We bless you, Jesus. Just bless the name of the Lord. We just bless you, Jesus. We bless you. Let's open our mouths and just bless the name of God. We bless you, God. We praise your holy name. Let's just praise him. lift up the name of the Lord. You are worthy of all honor and praise, O God. We're in love with you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. We lift our voices to you. We lift our voices. We celebrate you. You are the host of heaven, Jesus, around the throne. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many of us know that the Lord is always on time? He's never early, he's never late, he's always on time. So praise his holy name. We are so blessed in this house. What a great morning. Thank you. Hi, everybody. We are really, really blessed this season. All of these wild announcements that we've just heard this morning during this very busy family celebration and time. All these outreaches, as we call them, cookie outreaches and singing, all of that, which is all fun, just let you know that these are opportunities to really, really sow into the people around our area. So we just really encourage you guys to come out if you're able to. Skyline Terrace, as Troy said, those are the areas. There's many, many, many apartment buildings just off the property of the People's Baptist Church that we've partnered with. But we'd like to go in. I think that's the Skyline Terrace area. We want to go in. And when we've gone into the various places before, there's a lot of fruit. People receive Christ. Troy mentioned that people get healed. It's just an amazing time to just demonstrate the power and the love of God. And so if you can make that. And we use cookies as an excuse, as an opportunity. We love giving cookies. We love to pass things out. But we carry a big, mighty God inside. And so with that heart, we go into these places. So that's the same for everything that was listed up here. We've got a children's musical that's oriented to the gospel, releasing the gospel. So invite your family and friends. It's an opportunity to draw people in. So all of the things that he's mentioned, if you think of it that way, even the New Year's Eve celebration, you know, we call it Frontline Family Celebration. It is. Draw the families in. Draw people in and watch God just absolutely blow all of us completely out of the water with his presence. So praise the Lord. We have in our midst our very own family member and another father in the house. Pastor Jose is here. We're so excited to have him. So we thank God for his life, and a little bit of a surprise, not to the Lord, but we had mentioned that it might be Tuesday, and things moved. Praise the Lord for that. So now he's here with us today. So we're really, really blessed to have Pastor Jose. So we brought up everything from the back. We have some shirts that are left. If I counted correctly, we have 9 left. And whatever is not taken care of on our end, if you were thinking, oh, I'll get that after Christmas or whatever, we're going to send these out, and we're going to send them to other places so people would have that opportunity to sow into Linda's business. So this all goes back to Linda Novella. So if you would like to purchase something today and sow into, the prices are up here. This is an amazing Christmas gift also. So take advantage of that. And I think in the back we've got a great big tub of soccer shoes. Didn't bring those up. So in the next few days, if you have still some, you were thinking, oh, I'll get that after, you know, the holidays or whatever, do it this week, because we're gathering things. And then it's an ongoing thing, as you know. So we want to keep sowing into anything dealing with Sunshine Iris Soccer Academy. We're part of that. That's our heart from the very beginning. And Pastor Jose is the founder and director of that. And then we support and do whatever we can do. That's our heart as well. And the land and the sea we're going to talk about in just a minute. But if you have any sowing into that you want to take care of in this season, this is the time to do that. So Pastor Jose will be heading back to Mozambique early Thursday morning, so the middle of the night, Wednesday we leave. So he's gathering and packing and putting things back together now. So before he shares anything, whatever the Lord would put on his heart, we want to just recalibrate here and hone in. I want all the kids to see this, and I know some are off on weekends and not here, but those of us who are, we want to see the Sunshine Iowa Soccer Academy video. I want you to really think about what God's doing. We know he's moving. Pastor Jose has been in different parts of the U.S. in the last couple of months and just sharing what the Lord puts on his heart, and the Lord is the one that is lifting up all these things. So he's lifting up Sunshine Iowa Soccer Academy. It's his idea given to Pastor Jose, and so we're just thrilled to be able to partner with all of it together. So that's our heart from the very beginning. How many of us were there on the miraculous Pineapple Project land so many years ago? Some of us, many. This is the same land, the 60 acres, that is now a little bit more defined. And we have the church that's going to be built. The walls are going up. When we were there this summer, and you'll see some pictures where we're standing on the foundation and the beginnings of the wall. And after Christmas here, we want to see those walls shoot up. And we want to see that church completed. And that is the first building that's on the land. We have some things, and Pastor Jose can share what he wants about the water and the water tank. But we know that this is what God has in terms of how he wants to do it. So the church is the first structure. And then the rest of it, you'll see in the video as well, just to kind of get your mind back where we are on all of this. And then the land on the sea, as you know, the land on the sea has been in motion for a long time. We've had papers that are formalized now with the government, and God has been so gracious to give us a place where we can develop what he has for us on these beautiful 12 acres, this prime land. It's unprecedented in Mozambique, and he gives it to us. And we didn't have to go through any kind of wild hoops, you know, that some people might. God just said, well, I'll take care of that. And Pastor Jose is behind all of this and works diligently, you know, behind the scenes, so to speak, in Mozambique for this. So we're very, very excited about that. And that's coming, and we've plowed the land, and we're going to be building soon. And we want to share a little bit about that. We want you to kind of get into the flow of that again, if that's not been on your mind or your heart in recent times, maybe because of the season that we're in. So we just praise God for that and just want to take us into that place. So we're going to show the two videos and just a few pictures. And this will be a time for us to really think about our connection, our involvement. We're so, so blessed. Pastor Jose has blueprints also for the structures that we are going to build on our land on the sea. And we did go to a governmental building in the summer, a few of us together, and we were ready to go. But we didn't have everything that they needed, they said. So we needed a little bit more finalizing of the structure of the blueprints and such. We did have papers which we presented. We did what we're supposed to do, but they wanted a little bit more. So Pastor Jose has been working on that. And so that's really great that we now have, we believe, we hope, we have what we need. And that's going out then when Pastor Jose gets back. So great reports about what God's doing. I'm always so energized when Pastor Jose talks about Kambamuni, things that happened this summer, and the fruit that's coming from everything the Lord did this past summer and other summers. And we're seeing things culminate into another place in the Spirit. So we're in a new dimension. So it's with that heart that we're going to watch these videos we've had for a while. But we want the kids to see this. So kids, check this out. You're going to love these videos, and adults as well. And then we'll go from there. So thank you. I think we have a few pictures here. Some of them might have been in the video. There's our boys playing and practicing. Look at these guys. You guys have sown into their hearts, and thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your continuing heartfelt connection, spiritual connection, and every other way too. These guys are winners in Jesus. Can you imagine just being just snatched out of a place where it would have taken them nowhere, and the Lord just handpicked these guys? And they're coming from all over, and they're even leaving the country now. Some have gone to an area outside near Russia and seen some competitions there. And these are the shoes. that you've donated and others have donated, and they were so thrilled. Those are the bad shoes. These are the bad shoes. Well, the new shoes are the ones that replace the bad ones. Yeah. I mean, these guys all have a story. They all come from a place that doesn't fill them with a lot of hope. And they have come to see Pastor Josiah's papa and others who have come to gather around them. And we are just connected in heart. Even though we're not there, we lift them up and pray for them, sow into them when we are there, and just ask you to continue to do that while we're back home here. It's official. The church is being built. This is happening. So we're very excited about that. Here's the wall. And you guys sowed into that. Frontline sowed into the purchasing, the digging, and doing the foundation. I mean, that's really wonderful. The Lord sees that, and you guys have honored that heart commitment. So praise the Lord for that. And we're just believing. Here we are. And we're standing on this wall, and we want to see all those walls come up in this season. We have the water tank that needs some repair, and PJ can mention that. And there we have the blocks. This land is glorious. So many things have occurred on this land. We've been able to camp there. We want to see a hospitality center there so we can go stay there and then navigate from that place and then keep moving throughout Mozambique as we do. Is that the last one? Yeah? Okay. And then Pastor Jose can share a little bit more about that, but we're going to show you the video of the land and the sea and see how they're all connected together. So let's watch that. So we love the sound of the ocean, don't we? Thank you, Jesus. And I think they have a few pictures just to go along with that, just to look at the land again and the sea. We are pioneers. Did you hear that in the video? There's a mountain, a hill that's adjacent to where we're standing there, close by, that's called America. It was named because of the Civil War so many years ago. And those who were just trusting that God would protect them named that hill America because they could see from all areas. It was a place of protection and safety, a high place. Thank you. Look at that. We've had many teams so far go and be able to experience the ocean and pray on the land and trust God for his purposes to come to pass. And it all ties into CISA somehow. It's all connected in. And the Lord gave us this vision, and we've been working together with Pastor Jose since 2003 as family ministry partners, and we're seeing the fulfillment of many of these things. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for beginnings. What might seem small, take a look at an ocean. That's not small. Take a look at children coming from Mozambique. That's not small. Think beyond what we can see. And we ask God to open our eyes and provide all the rest that we need, the resources and the funds, the provision. That's all coming because it's all in God's hands and it's all God's timing. So we're excited about it. Is that the last one? Is there another? Oh, okay. Well, okay. This is... We're not sure if it'll look exactly like this, but we had some ideas, and Peter helped us put a few things together. Just kind of flip through these. Yeah, we're just looking at what could this look like. Maybe not paved roads like that, I don't know. But, you know, what could this look like, Lord? You've given us the vision. How can we do this? And this was the first structure that we were able to see actually look like something from a architectural design perspective. So we'll see. It may not look that. So if you don't see something that has the geometric shapes like this, it may not be like this. So, but we're just trying to get the idea across that we're building in the compound. We will have what God shows us to do. And we're going to look at the blueprints sometime this week, Pastor Jose and Pastor Bill and I. So can we just give a big thank you to Jesus? Is this amazing? This is amazing. So praise the Lord. We just invite our precious, dear family friend, words just aren't enough for who Pastor Jose is to us. So, PJ, in a second. Do you Children, do you want to greet them before they go to Kingdom Land or anything? You do what you want.
I did.
You want to release them? I can release them then. Okay, guys, you ready to go to Kingdom Land? So, okay. They're running. The parents will come back in a minute. Once they get there. Is this too much? Does it just overwhelm you?
No, it's fine. That's not bad. Hello. Are we still here?
Yes.
Alive?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Amen. Wow, God is good. I thank Him for everything that He does, and wanna thank you for your prayers during the time I was around preaching. It's really a blessing to have brothers and sisters praying for you. So my time is coming near to go back home, not in heaven, back in Mozambique. Of course, my home is heaven. I am a missionary. Yeah, He brought me to fulfill the mission. Then after I will go back, you know, and I'm excited. Now that one day I will go back. And there's no way is where we are going to. So just wanna encourage you, if you didn't support my wife's ministry, you can do it today, you know. Because when you do it, it's kind of Mozambican woman, just keep going, you know, because it's not just for her. She's doing so many, many things to help other women in Mozambique. So if you will not support it, we will take it to Florida and they will support. Oh, praise the Lord. So I'm so blessed. This week I had the news that one of my lovely brothers went to heaven, you know, but it's okay because he is with Jesus. My son keeps on leading him to Jesus, so that is great, you know. And I think he is in good place now and resting in the presence, you know. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, life is like that. I was talking with Troy and my mom there about it, and, you know, I said, we had been talking about Paul and the 12 apostles, but they are not here now. They are in heaven. We all gonna go. Amen? Yeah. And I liked what David said when his son was sick. You know, was fasting, praying, and then after he heard that, he went to heaven. He just come out and take a bath and eat. And they asked him, why? And he said, because I know that he cannot come back to me, but I will go to him. Amen? Amen. So we have to be encouraged, you know. This is the way. Amen? This is the way. So if we know who we are and where we are going to, we will be encouraged. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. We. When is somebody who is in Christ that goes, we are feasting. We are not crying. We are feasting because we sure where he goes to. Okay? So praise the Lord. God bless you. I am blessed. Yeah. So, hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh, God is good. So, in Palmyra was very strong wind, and they told me that the water tank just went down and it was broken. But, you know, it's okay. We're going to fix it. If we cannot fix it, we got to buy another one. Yeah. There's the things that you cannot change, you know, and don't get worried about those things, because if you cannot change them, you know, and you get worried, you will be in trouble, okay? So we are free, hallelujah. He set us free, and, you know, I like to walk in freedom, because I am the son of the living Father. Oh, it's amazing to be a son when you know who are you in him. It's real amazing. So praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. So, things going to be okay. I believe in next year we're going to have the church building, and we're going to have buildings in the ocean. You know, God is God, I believe. You know, but sometimes we go step by step, stone by stone, you know, till we get there. And that is kind of how life is. You know, you don't rush. You know, you don't rush that you will not come back. It's better to go slowly, and you go, you know. So praise the Lord. God is so good. I believe it's his time. We are on time. We are not delayed. Oh, we are there. We're going to be there. Things are happening. And God is good. So, let's go to the Word of God. Are we still bringing Bibles in the house of the Lord? Well, we need them. Yeah, here you are blessed. You can just download it on your phone, you know. And although it's really, sometimes it is really stupid. Yeah, it's true. I have my iPad. I cannot use it. We forget the password. And all my preachings was there. It's like, oh God. What are you gonna say? Oh, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. These are the real Bibles. You don't need the password. But anyway, God is good. And he knows everything. So I was with my Portuguese Bible. So I am in America. How I can read the Portuguese Bible here? But, you know, it was good because I was kind of translating, you know, reading in Portuguese to English, you know. And all good, you know, because my English is spiritual, so the Bible also is spiritual, so, you know, I didn't have problems. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. Hello. How are you today? I am good too. Oh, Labashika. Yeah, this is my last week. I'm going back home. My wife misses me. And I miss my family too, you know. Well, it's good to be a missionary, but you have to remember back home. You know, my sons, you know, they are waiting to see their father. You know, they don't care if you are a missionary or what. They want to see you. She's okay, you know. We all want to see our father, you know. We are spending time, you know, talking with him. We want to see him. It's not that okay. It's good. So let's go to the word of God in the book of Psalms 46, verse 10. Teacher. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Troy, you're going to read for me. You have your Bible in the phone. Okay, you can read for me.
My wife had it because I was taking the notes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, she's good.
She's good.
Really, the Holy Spirit for you.
Yes, Rachel's Holy Spirit for me in so many ways. So Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And the next one, verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
Amen. Well, my Portuguese Bible says, stop to fight and know that I am God. Okay, stop to fight and know that I am God. That there's a people, you know, saying that life is fight, is to fight. But what I'm saying is we are God project. So that means he can fight for us. Okay. While others, they are fighting for themselves to survive, to get where they want to go to, we stop and God fights for us. He said, stop and know. I believe that the Christian life, the meaning of Christian life is in knowing who God is. It's not about coming to church. It's not about, you know, worshiping. It's not about preachings. It's not about being blessed. It's not about, it's about to know who God is in you, in your life, in what you are doing, in what you are living, in your projects, in your perspective. You know him. And you know, you stop everything. You stop thinking. You stop to plan. You stop everything. And you know who he is. After that, you go and you're free. So it is amazing when we come to the place to know him. Because when we know him, we're going to know who we are in him. Because when you know him, is when you go with him. Is when you understand his heart. Is when you are open to him. You know him, you are with him. So stop to fight. Oh my God. I'm in a new lesson. You know, I want to learn how to trust him. How to let him be what he is in my life. I want to just trust him in everything. Not just with my finances, it is not enough. Not just with my family is not enough. Not just with my businesses is not enough. Not just with my church, that is not enough. I just want to know him. And trust him in everything. Just want to give myself complete to him. Because there's a difference. You know, we talk about faith. It's so easy to talk about faith. It's so easy to teach about faith. It's so easy, you know, to say things to other people. But what we have to do is to stop and know him. Be quiet, you know, and get in the place where you get connected with him. I believe we are getting to be a branch that is connected to the vine. You know, because when, my God, when we know him, we believe him. We got to be connected to him. We got to go to walk with him. We got to understand what he wants for us. And what is the right time to do what we are doing. When we know him, we are out of confusion. We are out of contending. We are out of discussion about him, about ourselves. We are out of the place where we fight ourselves against ourselves. Because everything is so bad in many ways in our lives. Although we are Christians, we don't have time to stop and know about who he is in our lives. And many times, you know, we keep going and going and going. And we will, oh, like, wow, this is good. Let's move, you know. But we let him behind. And we are so very far in many kilometers. And then time comes where we discover, oh, my God, who I am, where I am, what I'm doing, you know. And then you get confused, and then there is one step backward. You know, there's a confusion, one step backward again, contending, one step back again, you know, and you go back where you have to stop and know who he is in your life. I believe God is taking us to be to the place where we got to know that we are his sons and daughters. He's taking us to the place of freedom. He's taking us to the place where everything we are doing, we will depend total with him. He's taking in the place that the Bible verses are nothing. When we are in that place,
The word of prophecy is nothing when we are in that place. Because we are in the place where we are becoming like him. When we understand him, we are becoming like him. We are hearing his voice in clear. We are understanding what he wants that we will be, and we are in him. And we are in the place where we are not complaining. We are not fighting with nobody. We are sure about what we are doing. We are sure about what we're supposed to do, about where we are going after what we are doing. And he says, stop to fight and know who I am in your life. Now life is so difficult. You know, sometimes we pretend to be spiritual. You know, we're going to be lost in worship, and then after worship, we go back to the confusion. You know, sometimes, you know, we get excited with the word that we are hearing in the church. We are out of the church. We're back in the confusion. Hey, stop and know who I am. I have something for you. I am the one who knows you completely. And I know what you need. I know where I have to take you to. I have your plans with me. I have your really place to take you to. Stop and know. Get out of confusion. Get out of doubt. Get out of tears. Just stop and know who I am. I am the one for you. I am the one for you. Nobody else, you know, can take you where I want to take you. Because I am the one who created you. I am the one who had called you. I knew your name before you was in the womb of your mother. I called your name before. So if you know me, that is you was created by me. If you don't know me, just stop. Spend some time. Oh, this is crazy. People doesn't like to spend time in him. So we are in America. Maybe that is the first world problem. We are not in that. You know? We are in hurry. We have to do things. You know, and this is not like, you know, in Africa. I don't have time. I am working. Not checking on the bills, you know, and all those things. Oh, praise the Lord. But, you know, if we really wants to have our identity, if we really wants to do things to please God, if we really, we are called by Christians because we give our lives, we have to stop and we have to know who God is in our lives. We have to understand his heart. We have to know how we can meet him, because, you know, we can do everything. If we cannot meet him, it is nothing, you know, will be nothing. Not in a sense to be in the church, to be called like a Christian. He says, stop and know. You have to know that the word, the meaning of your life is to know who God is. And when you know he is, your identity is there. And you are not like they are living in America. You are American, but you will not live in American style. Because you are not belonging to America. You belong to God. So will be Americans around you, but will be a Christian among the Americans, a son, a daughter among the Americans. You know who God is in your life. You are not the one that you are opening your ears to hear what the people are saying. You are not hearing the sound of people. You are not hearing the voice of the temple. You are not hearing voices that brings confusion. But you stop and you open your spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit says. You walk in fulfillment because you know that this is the right thing. This is a place I have to be. You know, out of this I cannot live another life. My life is to be in Him. My life is to represent Him. My life is to be dead in the presence. My life is to take, is to carry the anointing of God and go, because I am in Him. I am called in Him. I am created in Him just to fulfill what He wanna do in the earth. There's a responsibility to stop. Seems like small thing. When you stop, you don't want to know about your finances. You give everything to Him. When you stop, you don't want to know about your school. When you stop, you don't want to know about your marriage. You give to Him. God, take care of everything. What I want to hear is what you're going to tell me. I want to live through what you're going to tell me. I trust you. I give myself 100%. I trust you 100%. I cannot do nothing else out of you. I am here to hear what you are saying to me. I am here to believe one more day. I am here to trust you in everything. I am giving everything to you. I am dead. I am not alive. I am not fighting with anything because I trust you. I know you will take care of it. I know you have the answer. I know you are the one who is powerful, the most powerful than any power. I know what I need is in you. I know I cannot do nothing else out of you. I believe, I believe, I believe you are the one that I don't care about gonna happen, but I am waiting to hear what you're gonna tell me. I don't care about what people gonna say, you know, in late days, we have been thinking a lot about what other people are seeing, are saying, you know, are doing. But, you know, when you stop and you want to know who He is, you don't care about that stuff. You don't care. You just don't care. You are not alive for those things. Now, there's a lot of gossips around, you know, and people likes to do that, and they will not stop, and people will give you hard time, and they will, and doesn't matter who is, can be your son, your friend, can be your husband, yeah, they will give you hard time, but when you stop, and you know who God is, you will not have any confusion, you will not have any problem. And you know, when other people are saying that is difficult for you, you will be even laughing because you know who you are in God. And you know, the enemy will come confused because there's at times the enemy that plans to let you be mad, you know. And when you are not mad, you are laughing, he gets confused. So, you know, you trust him. To trust, to believe, is other thing. It is not like, that moves you around people that are not believing, moves you around people that, are religious, because we are surrounded with so many religious people. Religious people are not Christians. People of church are not Christians. But God is looking for somebody who gonna stop, and be open to him. That means you are son, you are daughter. That means you depend completely with him. That means your life is not your life. That means you know the way you are living, you are not living for you, but you live for him. You believe, and you know out of believing, doesn't the life that doesn't have a sense. It's better to die. If you are not believing, it's better to die. If you are not believing, you don't have God. You are empty. You are nothing. The life doesn't have sense if you are not believing. Stop and think and know who God is in your life. It's time. I had been telling people, I'm so tired to preach. I just want to see, the kingdom of God. I want to see the kingdom of God. Because if we will do the kingdom of God, we will not preach a lot. If we leave the kingdom of God, things gonna happen. We will be walking, and people will get will get healed. We will just walk, and people that will get lost to us, will be delivered. That is the kingdom of God. It's different. It's different with other things. I'm so tired with these religious things. I'm so tired about what people are saying. I'm so tired in everything. I want to know who God is in my life. I want to go with him. I want to trust him. I want to live for him. I want to depend with him. I give everything to him. My money, my health, my sons, my wife, my everything I want to give to him. I don't want to live for me. I don't want to live for somebody else. I want to live for God. I want to trust him. I want to go with him. I want to hear him. I want to understand him. I want to give myself. I need his anointing to be with him where he is not. I will be there to represent him, because if I will not do that, I am not there. I am not there. Stop and know. You have to think a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What you are doing? And the Bible says, we're going to have difficulties. We're going to have problems. And I have been telling people that problems are good. Difficulties are good. I like them. Because when they come and I am in the presence of God, they are nothing comparing with what I have. They are nothing. When I have him, I have everything. These small problems, small difficulties, they will not take me out of the presence. The problem is when we are facing those problems, we are building on them. We are building a strong tower in the problems, because we don't know who God is in us. The problems, they are becoming big than God. We don't have in our head who God is. We don't have idea about what he has for us. We don't have idea for where we are going to.
as a sons and daughters. Because if we have idea, we are not allowing the problems, difficulties. You know, he said they will come, but I tell you, I had defeated the world. They are nothing. You know, I defeat the world. They will come, but I defeated the world. I am the one in you. You are living for me. So when they come, you just look at them and you laugh to them. Because who is in you? He had defeated the world. We got to understand, it's something here about God. It's something here about our lives. It's something here about where we are going to. It's something here about the kingdom. You know, if we want to be a kingdom people, if we want to be sons and daughters, we won't be out in the presence. We won't be out in his word. We won't be out to trust. We won't be out in faith, because faith is something that gets us close to him. Faith is something that transforms us. It is something that is not letting us move out of his presence, out of his will, because there's a will of God in knowing God, and we're going to live the will of God. We will not do something else out of living his will. And doesn't matter where we are, what we are doing, what we are saying, will of God will be done as it is getting done in heaven. Stop and think a little bit. Time has come. You know, time has come where we don't need to preach. We have been hearing preachings for a long time. We have been even, you know, giving, you know, points to the preacher. Oh, he's a good preacher. Oh, yeah, he's less and more. It's not about preachings. It's about God in you. It's about who are you in him. Do you know him? Do you know him? Who he is in your life? What is going on in your life through him? Who are you hearing? Who are you hearing? Are you hearing him? You have time, really you have time to hear him? Now that is giving you a confusion. You don't stop. You stop where other people are seeing you. When you are alone, you are not stopping to let him tell you who are you and what's going to be the first step. Something for you in the presence of God. Something for you in the kingdom. Something for you. And I believe that all the things that we have been getting confused with are nothing comparing with what God has for you, because he's the one who stopped the war. He's the one who stopped the confusions. He's the one who brings you in the place of being a newborn, being a baby to him. You know, when you are baby to God, you know, means that he takes care of you. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be ashamed, because he takes care of you. When you understand him, when you know him, you are in the place of you are secure. You know, you are not any. You are secure, and he looks at you and he says, "This is my beloved son, my beloved daughter. I believe time has come where you got to stop the kind of life you are living. You know about what I'm talking about. You know, there's a problem in you, you know, to yourself. Because the problem is you to yourself. The problem is not God. The problem is you to yourself. You don't understand God. You know, you try to let him be what you think that he is. He is not what you are thinking that he is. He is God. He knows everything, even about you. Because that's why, you know, many times when I don't know, I tell people I don't know, you know, because I know that God knows. And he is pleased. When I don't know, he is good. He looks at me and he laughs. And you don't know, Jose. I know. I will let you know. It's good to don't know. You know, if you don't know, God knows. You cannot know everything. You know, if you know everything, oh, you are taking a place of God. We are having these difficulties. We are having problems in our families, in the churches, in our nations. But, you know, he said, just stop and know who I am. I am God. Oh, my God, somebody has to understand who God is. Somebody got to know who God is. You know, it's not hard time. It's not hard job. You know, it's not difficult. It's not any problem. You just stop. You just stop. You give time yourself. And you get in touch with him. And you know, there's no exceptions in him. Now, he look at you and he says, perfect. If you can stop, I will let you know who I am. You know, doesn't matter where you are coming from, what you saw yesterday, what you're going to see tomorrow. When you stop, he says, well done, I will let you know. I will open your eyes. I will open your ears. You will see where you are going to. You will know what is the purpose of your life. You will know where I'm taking you to. You will know your mission in the world. When you stop is when you get in touch with him. When you stop is when you're becoming like him. Because his anointing, his spirit cleans you and you become like him. When you stop is when he says, you are mine. And you can feel his hugs. You can feel his kisses. I have been asking people if they had, you know, a kiss of our God. And many, they never had a kiss, you know. It's so strange, you know. You got to stop and, you know, feel his hugs and kisses. You know, he can kiss you. Can kiss you, you know. Doesn't matter if you are married, you know. He doesn't have nothing with your guy, you know. Well, you can be problem if your husband is jealous, but God is God, you know. God is God, you know. Or really see you with somebody, you know, on the bed. Oh, my God. Just imagine being in the kisses with another guy. Yeah, but God is God, you know. In the same bed, God can visit one of you. If you stop, he will come and he will visit you. And he will kiss you. Doesn't matter who you are with. You know, God is God. And his kisses are the truth that is spoken for you. So I believe it's time for you. I believe it's time to just get to another step because, you know, time has gone. You know, this is God's time. It's not your time. It's not the time for your plans. It's not the time of what you had been, you know, written down for your own life. You know, it's God's time. So when you understand Him, the plans that God has for you, you will see them happening because God is God. You know Him. He will let you know him. You know Him, He will reveal Himself to you. When you are walking, you are living through His revelation. It's different, my dear. It's so different. So I don't know what you have been thinking. I don't know what is your plan. But I came to tell you, stop and know who God is in your life. You know what? He has great plans for you. He has good things. And the plans that He has for you is to bless you. When you know Him, He will bless you. When you know Him, He will not just bless you, you will be a blessing. Yeah, He make us bless us. He's not just blessing us. Our life are turning to be a bless us. Although people will not believe, but they will see. They are not believing. They didn't believe to Jesus. They were with the king. They didn't believe the king. They will not believe you. That's why they are giving you problems. Even when you are doing good, they will give you problems. Because they are not for good. But you know God, you are for good. And you will do good. And you will live good. Because you know God. Now is the time to just live in Him. When there's a problem, you will leave the problems as they are. Because God will take care of them. I believe it's not the time to spend time with difficulties, problems, with what happens, you know, 100 years back. You know God, you are delivered, your family is delivered. You know God, you are in another dimension because He takes you. Every day is taking you somewhere. You are not, you know, the one from yesterday. You are new one from today to God because God has new plans for you. And you know, He doesn't care about everything you have been passing through. He cares about blessing you. He cares about revealing Himself to you. There's a revelation in God about your life. There's a revelation about your ministry. There's a revelation about your family. There's a revelation about everything in God. You are not any. You are not living a life of any. You live a life of daughter and son. You are not living a life of crying, complaining. You live in freedom in God because He knows you. And He will keep let Him known by you. You are there. You are not moving. Nothing will let you out from the presence. You have a belief. You are believing. Your faith is unshakable because you know who God is. Your life in your life. You know who He takes you to. You know nothing that they can say whatever they wanna say. That they can point you with fingers. That they can accuse you. But you know who are you, and you trust God. You know that you are going somewhere with God. You know that God has a plan, and the plan that He has is not any plan. You know you are son and daughter. You know how powerful your God is. You know that nothing is impossible in Him. You are going somewhere because you are somebody in God. You are not any, and you are not depending with people around you, surrounding you. We are not depending with the negative words. You are there because you know that God created created you for good, for his kingdom and his purpose, you know that God has something great than whatever you are seeing, than whatever you pass through. You know that God is to lift up you. You know. And you trust him. And you are there like a baby. And David, one day he said, I don't have big plans. I just want to be there like a baby. Oh, my God. I just want to be there like a baby. You know, I'm not confused. I don't care about what other people has. I don't care about what other people is planning to have. I just want to be there as a baby born, you know. So, you know, I know that in that place my father will take care of me. I know that I will not lack nothing because my father has everything. I know that there's a healing for me. I know that there's a deliverance for me. I know that finances are there for me. I know everything is there. When I will be there, I know that my father will do the impossibles. I know that, you know, what somebody else cannot do to me, my father will do, because I'm in his presence. It's my time just to enjoy my father. It's my time to trust him. It's my time just to take one more step of faith. It's my time to say to the enemy, enough is enough. I am tired with this stuff. I just want to trust my God. I am tired with everything that other people are saying. I want that. Just I want to trust him. Just I want to believe everything in him. I just want to walk with him. If there's a something, I know, and I know that he is the one with the answer. I know that he takes care. I know nothing will be impossible. He will clean me. He will take me to the place I'm supposed to be. He will take me to the house of Father. He will take me to his kingdom. He will take me in the place that I will say, your will be done. Your will be done. I don't want to see something else. I want to see your will be done in my life, in my family. I want to see your will be done in my church. I want to see your will be done. Everything I go, I want to see your will be done in my thoughts. Just protect my thoughts. I want to see your will be done in my thoughts, because sometimes my thoughts are not protected. God, I want to see your will be done. Protect my emotions. Protect everything. I want to see your will be done. I want to be in your house. I want to be with you. I want to be connected. I give myself to you.
I give myself to you. My small life is nothing. It's nothing. I cannot do nothing with it out of you. My small plans are nothing. My small believing. My verses that I have in my head are nothing. If you are not with me, everything doesn't have sense, doesn't have a meaning out of you. Everything I have, my family, my church, my friends, my sons, everything doesn't make sense out of you. It is you who I need. It is you who I want to be. It is you who I want to be taken through. It is you. I know. I don't know where I'm going, but I know you are taking me to the right place. I don't know what is the plan for tomorrow, but I know you have good plans. I don't know you know what you prepared, but I know you prepared good stuff for me. I don't know you know what I'm feeling, but I know you're gonna let me feel better. I don't know
what is happening around me, but I know that if you are with me, something will change. And people will see you, people will feel your presence because you are with me. I know that I know you are the one. I know that I know nothing can be impossible in you. I know that I know you are the Father of fathers. I know you do everything for the ones who believe, the ones that humbles themselves, and they stop and they say, I am here. I want to be with you. I want to be in the presence. Oh, today, I believe is your day. I believe is the day you will just forget about your difficulties, your problems. And, you know, you are challenged. You are challenged to be in the presence of God. You are challenged to be to let yourself known by him, that you will get the revelation of who is in your life. You are challenged. I believe today for you, if you can come down just a little bit, if you can just forget about the way you are thinking about God, and you just get to him and say, God, I am here. I just need you. I just want to be in the presence like a baby born. You know, a baby born is not confused. A baby born knows when he's hungry, he's going to be fed. A baby born, you know, is enjoying. Why you are not enjoying your father? Why you are not enjoying to be a member of the most powerful family? How you are not enjoying the anointing in your life? I believe is your day to decide where you are going. Don't go further because he is with you and he wanna go with you. Don't think a little bit much further because he is with you. He looks at you and he's expecting that you will stop and tell him, I am here. He is not like you are thinking, don't go to marathon. God is not in marathon, you know. He is looking for his son and his daughter. He's looking for somebody who is loved. You know, you cannot live that life. When you love somebody, you will not want to talk with him running. You know, you will want to have time with him. You will want to have time, a special time with him. So I believe it's your day today. And you know, if you have challenges, they are nothing. Let them welcome, but I don't have time for you. I have time for my God. You know, they are welcome. You know, because when they come, I am dancing for my God. Yeah, I am worshiping him. So I just want to ask you to stand up today. Just stand up. Just let yourself known by him. Don't rush. I don't know what you want to do. I know we are not in first world. I don't know what you are busy with. I have many stuff to do, eh? So many things. You know, just spend your time. Today, spend your time with him. Just open your mind, open your heart. Let him ravish you. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you are desperate. If you are, tell him how much you need him. Tell him. Tell him, just open. Ask the worship team to go up.
and give us some worship songs. Don't give up. Don't give us songs that we're going to rush with it. We are not in rush. We are not in rush. We want to spend time with our father, our dad. Wow. Yeah, praise the Lord. You can come in front. This is the holy place for you. Holy of holies. Although my burning bush is not burning. I have a burning bush here. And this is the holy of holy places. Just get in the presence of God. You know what? We are not concerned about praying for you. We are concerned to take you to the presence of God. Because He has much more for you. If you get ready for Him. Because you know He's gonna give you some hugs. You're gonna feel certain things that you never felt before. He is visiting you today. And He says, "Welcome home, my daughter. Welcome home, my son." Oh, see, He just began to play with me. He likes to play with me. And you know, when He plays with you, He touches you places that nobody can touch you. He's your dad. He's your everything. Oh, He's your everything. He's the husband of husbands. A husband of husbands. Just be, enjoy Him, enjoy Him, enjoy your Father. Enjoy your Father. Thank you, Lord. Enjoy your dad. Good that you stopped today. Good that you stopped today. And you know, you need it. You need it. You know, He needs you in the family. Don't rush. Just receive from Him. Receive. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I am here, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you stop confusions, you stop wars, we stop activity of demons, you stop curse, you stop everything that will be with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, enjoy your Father. Don't let nothing disturb you. Just enjoy Him. Receive kisses from Him. Receive kisses from Him. Receive kisses from your Father. Sorry, Troy. Let her receive kisses from the Father. Well, Troy is a little bit jealous. Let your mother receive kisses from the Father. And he wanna kiss you too.
He's the husband of husbands. Receive, 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 receive. Take your time. Enjoy him. Enjoy him. Just receive peace. Oh, receive peace. In the midst of storms, receive peace. Peace, shalom. There's a shalom for you. There's a shalom for you. Just receive. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Receive. There's a shalom for you. Now, one day I was in the presence. One of the things that, you know, I wasn't prepared to come out was the peace. I feel such a peace that I never felt in my life, you know. And when time comes to come back, I was like, oh my God, where I'm going to? You know, because that peace is something. You know, receive your shalom. There's a peace for you in the midst of storms. Confusion can come, problems, but receive peace. Your peace, your shalom. Receive, receive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Peace. 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 Receive. Receive peace. Shabrakana. Peace. Peace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your peace. Just receive your healing. Receive your healing. Your emotional healing. Just receive. He is your healer. I am the one who heals you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just receive. Let yourself be known by him and receive your healing. Every song.
joy for you. Joy. You are not created to fight, but you are God's project. Receive. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost.